MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Level 2 fire restrictions are now in place in Ruidoso. That means no charcoal grills, campfires, fireworks, chainsaws, or welding without a permit, or outdoor smoking except in approved areas. Gas and pellet stoves are allowed but must be attended. New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres announced a lawsuit against Flawless Results LLC and its owners, alleging they defrauded hundreds of New Mexican consumers across the state for home remodeling work that was never completed. The company did work in Las Cruces, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Santa Fe, and Roswell. The lawsuit alleges that Flawless Results collected large down payments from consumers but failed to complete the contracted work, pressured consumers into financing agreements with Cross River Bank, which lacked required consumer protection disclosures, and shut down operations in late 2024 without issuing refunds, leaving customers with more than $700,000 in losses. The New Mexico Healthcare Authority said certain SNAP recipients must meet federal work requirements or request an exemption to keep receiving benefits. The work requirements went into effect at the start of the year and apply to people between the ages of 18 and 54 who can physically work, do not have any dependents, or who do not qualify for another exemption. These requirements also apply to recipients living in either Bernalillo, Santa Fe, Eddy, or Los Alamos counties. And a total lunar eclipse will happen on Thursday night and into Friday morning, and it could be seen in most of New Mexico. A lunar eclipse happens when the Earth moves between the moon and the sun, casting a shadow on the moon. When the moon is in the darkest part of the Earth's shadow, it appears as red-orange. The partial eclipse begins around 11:09 p.m., totality begins around 12:26 a.m., and totality will end around 1:31 a.m. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.